So hello, Fiona.
Hi there, Matthew.
Good to hear your voice again. It's been a while.
It's been a while. It's good to hear your voice again, too.
For those of you that don't know, Fiona hosted The Hidden Island for 3 seasons, and they were 3 amazing seasons. You really missed out here.
And what an incredible 3 seasons it was. Everything from rum running to prohibition to shipwrecks and more.
What I'm excited to say is that we're going to have another season with all new stories and all new hosts. And the only thing that we'll be missing that we wish were here is you.
Well, I'm cheering from afar and I can't wait to listen to all the episodes.
It's going to be great. For old time's sake, Fiona, would you like to talk us in one more time?
Welcome to The Hidden Island. I'm Fiona Steele. And I'd like to introduce you to some of the hosts this season.
Hi, I'm Matthew McRae, and you're listening to the latest episode of The Hidden Island. Evelyn Bradley and I will be your co-hosts on this adventure today through island history.
It's an interesting thing because I think that when we think about the history of Black people on the island, in our minds, it's slavery for an extended period of time, kind of like the antebellum South, and then jump ship to the bog, right?
It's my pleasure today to introduce my friend Dante.
I am Dante Bizard. I am from the Bahamas, born and raised. So I became the first Black Human Rights Commissioner in PEI. And then moving forward, I became the first anti-racism policy advisor. Things I've always been exploring when I faced racism in PEI, but I was never given the tools or the knowledge to be able to define it. No one at that time, on or off campus, to my knowledge, was doing anything in that space. There was no one I can go to like, hey, I'm experiencing racism.
And I'm Daniel McRae. Fiona was huge, and one of the things that really connected me to Fiona, I mean, we're all connected because of the experience of Fiona, which was, you know, for my generation, completely, you know, kind of unheard of, right? Most of these sites that I've been looking at, you know, post-Fiona, how well they fared, because they've just been conditioned their whole life to deal with high winds. They've strengthened their roots, they've adjusted their wood form.